This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been studying how various individuals were used by God to impact the life of Saul, the man who became known as the Apostle Paul. Some were used in pre-evangelism, helping prepare Saul for making his decision to trust in Jesus Christ. God used Ananias as an evangelist to crystallize Saul's response. Then we have considered some who impacted his life in post-evangelism, that is, in discipleship. One who came alongside Paul was Dr. Luke. He is the one who wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. Though not mentioned by name, he, as the author of the book, includes himself in some portions of Acts, starting with chapter 16, verse 10, by using the word "we." He traveled with Paul from Troas to Philippi, then stayed to help in the building of the church there. Every once in a while, he is mentioned as a part of Paul's traveling team by using the "we" reference. From all indications, he was Paul's personal physician. I am confident there were many times Paul experienced suffering through persecution. In addition, he suffered from what he referred to as a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment him, 2 Corinthians 12:7. Some of his prison experiences included torture, and there was no care given for prisoners except that which was provided by family or friends. Luke was there to provide care and friendship. Paul probably didn't concern himself with physical health, and likely would not have lasted as long as he did without the care of Dr. Luke. Obviously, God provides all kinds of support for his own as we need it.